Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
John 1, chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if, that's consequential, and if any man sin, we have an advocate in the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keeps his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abides in him, he ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. People, this is a walk with Jesus Christ. It isn't a Bible memorization. It isn't how many days a week you go to services. It's a walk with Christ. It's a following his lead. It's living in repentance. It's living a humbled life to the Holy Spirit and letting him guide you through your conscience on a daily basis. Jesus Christ living in your heart is an absolute miracle. Just like what he told Nicodemus, you must be born again, born of the Spirit. Yes, when the Spirit of God comes in you, a miracle took place. You became a new creation in Christ. Old things passed away. All things have become new. And your new birth in Jesus Christ began, and you got put into a spiritual fight. You were in no spiritual fight before you knew the Lord. You might have been in a morality fight at best, but for the most part, most human beings, their biggest fight was, hey, I don't want to get caught. Or, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. Nothing to do with the Creator. Nothing to do with you being a piece of clay and him being the potter. Nothing to do that there is actual God, a creator who made you, who knew about you from the foundations of the earth. Nothing about Jesus Christ and why a perfect sacrifice, a Lamb of God, had to be sent from God to die on a cross for your and my sins. What a precious God we serve. One that knew only perfection could get into heaven. Nothing imperfect could ever get into heaven, which meant we could never get back into heaven because none of us are perfect. Yet we could be washed perfectly clean by the precious blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And as John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. But this is a walk, ladies and gentlemen. In other words, it's a part of your daily walk. If the Lord says, do not murmur or complain, when things are going crazy, guess what part of the walk is? Do not murmur or complain. Yes, that's part of the walk. If part of the walk is, keep your flesh abstained from fleshly lusts and your eyes start wandering, guess what? Stop your eyes from wandering. Put up the shield of faith and say, I choose modesty, Lord, and I choose purity. And you fight the fight of faith. This is all part of the walk. When something's pulling at you to cheat on your taxes or whatever, you say no. In the midst of the fire, even though I need this money, I will not cheat on my taxes. I choose to do what's right. I give my life to you, Lord, not to these taxes. This is a daily walk. It's not climbing Mount Everest. It's not doing crazy things. It's just every single day, whatever you encounter, whatever crossroad you might encounter, you give it to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you choose what's righteous over what is not. And your conscience will tell you that if you've accepted Christ in your heart. And don't let your conscience be swayed by the things of this world. Don't let giving in, don't let tolerance, don't let compromise, don't let the love of this world persuade you. It has nothing to do with the commandments of God. The commandments of God don't change. The Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed, even though this world is upside down, attempting to make evil good and good evil. You do not have to partake in it. As for you and your house, choose the Lord. Put the blood of the Lamb upon your spiritual doorpost and let the death angel just keep moving on. He's trying to kill this nation. Satan is trying to kill this world. He's trying to kill your family. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He knows that all mankind is made in the image of God. Therefore, he's trying to destroy mankind. In these last days, he's actually even trying to change mankind. Yes, he is. He's trying to change God's creation. He's trying to become God. He's trying to become omnipresent with all these satellites and all these cell phones. It's almost like the devil's everywhere. But he has to use mechanical means. He has to use inventions. And he has to try to do it through human bodies. God actually is everywhere, watching everything that's going on, seeing absolutely everything, and warning his remnant about what's going on. And if you've been reborn and have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, knowing nothing else is going to save you, you're one of his remnant and you know what's going on. And regardless of how evil Satan's getting, regardless of how evil this situation, your life at its very best is still only a flower that's going to fade and pass away. You know, that's it. Your life is just a vapor. Your life is a blade of grass. All the great things of your life are like the flower of grass. It's all going to wither and fall away. Gang, your days are numbered. Every day you get older, you get one day closer to meeting Jesus. We got to get a good fear of the Lord. Even the demons fear God. They tremble. So we don't want the faith of a devil. The faith of the devil isn't going to get him anywhere. The faith of a devil cannot get him to be obedient to Jesus. The more faith and trembling he has, the more evil a devil will become, because his God is Satan. But our God is the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who showed up to Abraham, through whose loins Jesus Christ came and is the Lamb of God, and now abides in your heart, because God died on the cross and allowed the Holy Spirit to be set free. And now he lives in tabernacles not built with hands. And that's what we live in right now. Brother, I write to you a new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment. A new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shines. He that says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness. Even until now, he that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Let's talk about loving your brother. Don't show that as an emotional love. You might have disagreements. You might have things you don't see eye to eye with people, but don't let hate overcome the situation. You don't have to fall in love and have everybody agree with everything that you're involved in to prove your love to one another. How you love one another, see each other through Jesus' eyes, get through your daily chores, get through your daily routines, and if something's wrong, approach your brother and say, you know, according to Scripture, this behavior isn't right. This adultery isn't right. This homosexuality isn't right. This drunkenness isn't right. This hatred isn't right. This unforgiveness isn't right. So on so forth. There's a million of them. That's why the Lord said, just hang them on two commandments. Love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. Yes. And what's he ask of a neighbor? All I can do is tell you what the example he gave us. That, hey, it was the Good Samaritan, and his Samaritans were viewed as half-breeds. No one liked them. All right? But hey, the Samaritan gave the poor guy in a ditch a drink. He gave him a few bucks. He threw him on his horse. He drove him to the motel. He took up the tab, all right? He helped the guy out. Somebody he didn't even know, somebody just in the ditch, all right? That's helping your neighbor, all right? He didn't have to give him his whole house. He didn't have to sell him his firstborn. He didn't have to go on his knees and say, I love you, I love you. No, he just helped somebody out. If you have the opportunity, lend. If you have the opportunity to help somebody out, talk to him, all right? That's it. The Lord will give you the personal opportunity that day. You don't even have to go seeking it. Just be a willing vessel for him to use on a daily basis, and he'll use you. But he that hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knows not whether he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. When you're in darkness, you're clueless. You don't have a path. You don't have any kind of path to go. You're walking crookedly. And the next thing you know, you could be 10 miles outside of the destination you want to attain. Why? Because you were walking in darkness and you were blind as a bat. And that's all of us without Christ. He is the way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And don't expect the world to expect what you consider truth to be truth. Because things are going to go upside down and you are going to be viewed is a bigot, is a hater, is a ignorant individual, is stupid. Whatever the world edifies, excuse me, according to God, it's a lie. And whatever the world hates, according to God, it's good. Because the world is just like the flesh. And the flesh and the spirit of God are contrary to one another. And the carnal mind, based on the intelligence of mankind, is an enemy of God. And this is what we're dealing with. I write unto you fathers. Now he's talking to fathers right now. Because you have known him, that is from the beginning. I write unto you young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. I have written unto you young men, because you are strong. And the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world. This is what he's telling fathers, young men, and youngsters. He's saying, love not the world. Don't fall in love with the things of the world. The things of your sense realm, what you see, taste, touch, hear, and smell. Beware of the things that grab you in the world, the comforts, the niceties, etc. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. See, we're to love spiritually, not fleshly. Our love is to be out of this world, not in this world. See, we cannot fall in love. All right, we can use this world for the things we need, but we cannot fall in love where all we have is tunnel vision in our financial goals and this goal and that goal, where it encompasses you, puts you in a straitjacket, and controls your whole life. This is what he's talking to us about. Then he explains here what's in the world. For all that is in the world, here we go, the lust of the flesh, the lust. What is a lust? A lust is a pull. Something that pulls you. What is your flesh nature? It's your human nature. Again, the five senses, the things that are around you. I want a better house. I want a better car. I want people to love me. My feelings, my emotions. This is the flesh. Don't fall in love with that. Have gratitude towards the Lord. Don't start murmuring and grumbling when your world, physical world, isn't going the way you want it to. All right, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, it's what you're looking at. It's what your vision's on. It's what your goals are. Again, it's what you want. All right, the things that you see, because what you see automatically gets in your mind. And if you let it simmer enough without taking the thought captive, what's in your mind can get into your soul. And all of a sudden, here comes corruption. And here comes a little seed of the devil where all of a sudden that car becomes an idol. It gets put on a pedestal, or that house becomes an idol, or that piece of land becomes an idol, or that checking account, that 401k, that retirement plan, whatever it might be, becomes an idol. And the next thing you know, you're bowing to it. And that's all you're talking about. And that's all you're searching for. But you're still going to church. You're still reading your Bible every now and then. But that little idol is basically your foundation, which is scary. And that's why the Lord is telling us this. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. God bless you. Jesus Christ is Lord. My time has run out.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.